Thanks, Carol. Right now it is time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Listener Limerick Challenge. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Cassie Smith in Atlanta, Georgia.
Hey, how are things in Atlanta?
They're great, even better because I'm graduating in like 3 weeks.
Graduating from what?
I'm graduating from Georgia State University.
That's great. What did you study?
English.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
You know, you're not the first person to have that reaction when I tell them that.
Yeah, well, people had the same reaction when I told them about my English major. What do you hope to be doing with that valuable degree?
Well, I hope to be teaching somewhere near Atlanta.
Oh, really? You like Atlanta?
I do. I really do like Atlanta.
Right. That's a great place. Well, welcome to the show, Cassie. No, it is. It's lovely. Cassie, welcome to our show. Carl Castle will now read you 3 news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, on just 2 of them, you'll be a winner. Ready
okay.
to play? Here is your first limerick.
Of the siblings, there's one who is boldest, but whom parents keep treating the coldest. Baby does what she wants to approving response, but the hardships all fall on the...
oldest.
Right! You sound wistful. I could somehow tell when you said that. I could feel the pain. Firstborn kids, like you, Cassie, what you've long suspected is true, your parents treat you the worst. According to a study published in the Economic Journal, parents punish their oldest kids more harshly and are quicker to use financial punishments like taking away their allowance than they are with younger siblings. And the reason, and I can vouch for this because I have 3 kids, parents get tired of all that discipline by the time the younger kids show up and they start allowing them to get away with murder.
I feel like you're reading a page out of my life.
It's so true. We see our youngest daughter go by with like sharp objects, open flames. We're like, whatever. All right, here's your next limit.
It's been years since I've held a job fast. Something in me won't let the work last. On the state-sponsored dime, I will go back in time and go probe a few lives in my...
past?
Yes! Dutch welfare recipients are being told they'll lose their benefits unless they take part in regression therapy sessions and sort out their past lives. The idea is that negative experiences in past lives could be affecting people today and their job prospects. For example, if in a previous life you were a low-level scrivener with a reputation for ink sniffing, you might have some bad employee karma. Not all Dutch politicians think this is money well spent, but the program is very popular with the jobless, who can get handouts of up to $6,000 to spend on these classes. All right, very good. Here is your last limerick.
Mommy's nose has received a slight place shift, and her mole's now in some empty space drift. And my book explains how she has reshaped her brow. It helps kids come to terms with a...
facelift?
Right, a facelift. Very good, Cassie. It's an age-old problem. Mom goes into the hospital to have a little work done, only to have the kids run screaming from the weirdly bandaged Barbie doll that returns in her place. Thanks to a new book, though, from Dr. Michael Salzhauer, who is a plastic surgeon in Florida. Parents can teach their children the joys of cosmetic surgery. In the book, it's called My Beautiful Mommy. The mother explains to her child that she's getting a nose job, tummy tuck, and breast implants. She says, quote, "You see, as I got older, my body stretched, and I couldn't fit into my clothes anymore. Dr. Michael is going to help fix that and make me feel better," unquote.
You'll have 2 mommies, then and now.
Yeah. Exactly.
Mommy, why don't you just get new clothes?
The New York Review of Books hailed the book in a review by noted critic Joan Rivers, who said, quote, she said, quote, "It's the kind of book I would be sure to read if I could still move my eyes to see it."
But I understand the children really do love it when their mothers are just smiling all the time.
No frowns, no disapproval, no dirty looks.
Yeah. And they want to ban Catcher in the Rye, but this... Carl, how did Cassie do in our quiz?
Very well, Peter. Cassie had 3 correct answers. So, Cassie, I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Well done, Cassie.
All right.
Okay. Thank you so much for playing, Cassie.
Thanks. Best graduation gift ever.
And good luck to you as you graduate.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.